Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the big esports show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And we make it so easy. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That is streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, right now we're getting ready to completely shift gears. We're going to shine the spotlight on a former Olympian. She is a wife. She's a mother. Susie Favor-Hamilton, who was a world-class runner that has just released her heartbreakingly honest memoir on her battle with mental illness that led her to a secret life as a Vegas escort. The book is titled Fast Girl, A Life Spent Running from Madness. And Susie, you're so brave and courageous. We appreciate you joining us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. And of course, Susie is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Susie.
Good evening. Great to be here.
Thank you. Well, let me just slate it and provide for all of our listeners that may not be familiar with your background. During the 90s, Susie Favor-Hamilton. She was the darling of American track and field, a national and international champion. She had an incredible collegiate career at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I believe, 9 NCAA titles. I mean, she was a middle distance runner, 3-time Olympian. And then the unthinkable happened. She made this startling transition. She began a life as a high-priced Las Vegas escort. And so my question to you is, let's start off with, how could this happen? I mean, because your book does share some very intense subject matter. I mean, was this because of unfulfilled goals that contributed to this bizarre kind of sexual behavior?
It's interesting because, my career, my downfall started in 2000, where I was expected to win the gold medal, and I didn't. And I actually fell on purpose in that race because I thought that would be a better excuse than actually coming in last place. I would have this excuse that I tripped. That was the down spiral because my whole life had been focused on running and solely focused. I had no backup plan in my life. I was just going to be a runner, a gold medalist someday, and, that was it. That was my life. When it didn't happen, it wasn't hard to leave the sport because there was so much that I disliked, the drug use, the intense training. It just wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
You know, Susie, your running career, as you're talking about, it ended after falling at the 2000 Sydney Games. I just, the emotions, the incredible pain and disappointment, because the love and passion that you have for the sport, I mean, it was such a big part of your identity. So what was life like after you returned to Wisconsin from the Sydney Games and you tried to, resume a normal life?
Yeah, it was difficult, and I understand why athletes have that difficult transition. For me, getting out of the sport was fantastic. I was very glad to be out of it, but I didn't know what quite to do, so I started practicing real estate with my husband, a job I just wasn't capable of doing. And I couldn't understand why it was so hard for me to do a job. It was difficult, and I couldn't focus. All I wanted to do was escape or go run or go exercise so I could feel good.
Susie Favor-Hamilton joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, 3-time Olympian for women's middle distance running. She has just released her new book, a compelling read, Fast Girl, A Life Spent Running from Madness. And so as we talk about just this incredible career you had in running, how did the transition, the decision that you and your husband made for your 20th wedding anniversary, what was the motivation behind that? And do you regret that? Because it seemed like it really started to go downhill, obviously, from there.
Right. Well, 2 weeks before we decided to go to Las Vegas, 2 months before we decided to go to Las Vegas to celebrate our 20th anniversary, I was misdiagnosed for depression, and I was given a drug, Zoloft. And at the time, we didn't know I was bipolar. We thought I had depression. So Zoloft works great for depression. But because I was bipolar, this drug had a different effect on me. It brought on a hypersexuality. So this is 2 months before Vegas. And for Vegas, we decided, let's jump out of an airplane and let's do something crazy that people talk about, but not everybody goes through with it.
Right.
Let's have a threesome. And so we had this plane jumping, which I told myself I could never do in my life, but for some reason, after taking that drug, I was on fire. I could do anything. It was exhilarating. Then we do the threesome. And after that experience, I had changed.
I kept telling my husband, don't you feel it? Why don't you feel this change? And he just kind of shrugged it off and laughed at me and said, yeah, the threesome was awesome, but I don't understand what you're talking about. I was having a manic moment then. So I was on this euphoric high. I didn't realize, again, that I was bipolar, and my mood swing was drastically high at that time.
So when did you realize that there was a mental disorder behind this hypersexual behavior?
After that episode, my husband and I were definitely having marital problems even before we did the threesome. We thought that would spark our relationship. But what happened, I decided, with the permission of my husband, we decided to kind of have an open marriage. And I then, from the threesome to becoming an escort, was a 3-month process. I decided to have a sexual exploration. And I had only slept with my husband my entire life. So since we had the threesome with the woman, I had convinced him that let me try with a man on my end. And basically, I picked somebody up at a bar, which was extremely dangerous. I had this progression to where I hired a male gigolo. And that was another light bulb moment, because the gigolo seemed to be having even more fun than me. And he said to me, you know what's so great? I have sex and I get paid for it. It's amazing. And so at that moment, my mind twisted and changed that maybe I should be on the other end. And again, my thinking was delusional. I would have never thought this without the drugs, but yet I knew completely what I was doing. So I can't quite wrap my arms around it. I know that I wouldn't have had this behavior if it wasn't because of the threesome.
Do you blame Zoloft, for...
I don't blame the drug. I think the drug brought on the hypersexuality. So the drug, Zoloft, if I wasn't given it, I really don't believe all of this would have happened, but I can't blame it. It was because the hypersexuality became actually my drug. So I could have easily found cocaine, and that would have been the trigger to help me deal with my bipolar. That would have fueled my brain and made me feel good. Mm-hmm. But I just happened to fall in the situation where I found sex to fuel my brain and make me feel good. So, it's complicated, and people have a hard time putting their arms around that. But hypersexuality is a symptom of bipolar. So is excess spending, increased energy, delusion, all these things that I had in hindsight, but we never knew about bipolar, even though my brother had died by suicide 12 years before all of this.
Susie Favor-Hamilton with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. She chronicles her journey, Fast Girl, a life spent running from madness. And so you've produced this book. I mean, what is the goal and the message of the book? And I also have to wonder, too, Susie, I mean, what kind of feedback are you receiving from folks that have read the book?
You know, every day I get a lot of emails because they go to my website and that's the way they get a hold of me. And I'm getting constant emails from people who either have bipolar or know somebody with bipolar and completely understand my story. Others are telling me they are my story. They not necessarily they want to become an escort, but they can relate to certain things in the story, and it's them. And they are thanking me for telling this story. As bizarre as it is, it's part of the behavior of bipolar. We do incredibly bizarre things that are selfish, come across as selfish, and ruin lives, break up families, and sometimes kill ourselves. So the reaction has 90% has been positive. Another 10%, I don't think they can even come to a place where they can understand mental illness. They're not capable. So they just like to throw hate. And we all know that's because they're unhappy with themselves. But I just found out last night that the book is on the New York Times as a bestseller.
Wow.
And okay, I realized, oh my gosh, my book is making a difference. People are wanting to learn more about this illness and the destructive behavior.
You talk about the destructive behavior in great detail. Susie, how are you today? I mean, how are things going for you? And
you know, my husband has been amazing in that he's focused on my illness, not my behavior, which is a saving point to our relationship. If he focused solely on the behavior, there's no way we would have made it through this relationship. So he's a driving force in helping me to stay healthy. Triggers are there every day. Does bipolar go away? It never goes away. It's something I'll struggle with every day, but I'm taking new medication. Mm-hmm. I have great doctors. I make sure I exercise. I stay in a routine. I eat the right food. You know, it's managed, but it's not gone away. And family is so important in the education and understanding of the illness.
So what gives you your sense of hope and peace as you look forward to the future? And obviously the best is ahead. We were talking off air, your daughter's 10 years old. You got to be excited about her future, too.
I am so, you know, I'm so blessed to have an amazing, understanding daughter who understands what I did in Vegas in a 10-year-old appropriate way, and also has this compassion for mental illness. She mm-hmm. probably knows, understands it better than 99% of adults. That's how knowledgeable she is about the illness. But every day, it's interesting because I only focus on a day at a time. It's like my brain doesn't want to go to the next day, mm-hmm. Which is nice. I feel like each day, I feel like sometimes I want to live it like it's the last day.
Susie Faber-Hamilton has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The title of her book is Fast Girl, A Life Spent Running from Madness. And again, we so appreciate you coming on our program and sharing your journey. Thank you, Susie.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the platform to tell my story.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.